Subject is technology going to ruin us. Dear Stephen Shirley, my fiance and I have been together for almost 2 years and mostly everything is great, but we have this one issue. At least 2 or 3 times a week, he will get out of bed after I fall asleep and go sit in the bathroom for hours. While in there with the door closed, and he says he's watching movies and playing video poker and smoking cigarettes. My issue is that it just seems odd that he needs to do that. I've questioned him often and we get in arguments about it. He says he can't sleep and doesn't want to wake me up. I've told him that it bothers me, and he says it's because I have control issues and I just want to control him. In my opinion, the technology with all the social media and chat stuff can really affect a relationship, and I'm worried he may be doing something he has no business doing. I told him any person, man or woman, would have an issue if their significant other did that. He always comes up with some irrelevant BS when we argue about it. I have never cheated, nor has he, to my knowledge. No infidelity has taken place. My question is, am I overreacting when I get upset about him doing this? I won't say you're overreacting because, you know, he's probably in there doing something. You just don't know what it is. I have to first ask you, though, how do you know all this? Because you said he waits till you fall asleep. So how do you know? You know, are you waking up catching him, or is he getting back in bed when you wake up and then you ask him? I mean, how is that working if you're asleep when he gets up? I just thought I'd ask. But the thing is, you're right. He's in there doing something. Now, whether he's in there doing what he said he's doing, you know, playing video games and smoking cigarettes, that's another question. Is he chatting with somebody? Is he on porn sites? What is he doing? You have a right to ask him, and he has a right to be honest with you as well. Are you overreacting? I don't think you're overreacting, but I do think you need to get to the bottom of it. One night, pretend like you're sleep, and then when he goes in, bust him. Steve,
you know what? This is ridiculous. What is the letter for? First of all, you have no evidence or proof that the man is doing anything wrong. I thought you were gonna say in the letter that you found his phone and he's chatting with women and stuff. He will get out of bed 2-3 times a week after I fall asleep, go sit in the bathroom for hours while in there with the door closed. Who you know sit in the bathroom with the door open? So that's nothing. He says he's watching movies and playing video poker. I can't tell you how many hours I've spent sitting on the plane playing video poker. I play it all the time. One of my favorite games. I play it all the time. You can actually gamble online, you know? You can gamble online. They've made some illegal things now, but you can still do it. So he could be in there watching movies and playing games and smoking cigarettes. You ain't heard him doing nothing. You ain't heard him with no woman on the phone. You ain't heard him in a chat conversation. You haven't discovered anything on his computer or his phone to lead you to believe anything. You've told him that it bothers you, and he says it's because I have control issues and just want to control him. He a grown man. If he wants to sit in the bathroom for hours watching movies, what difference? Men do a lot of stuff to escape sometimes. You know, I think your suspicion is going to ruin you first, which I think it has. I think that you're mad at your man and you have no facts or evidence. You even said in your letter, you said, I have never cheated, nor has he, to my knowledge. That means you have no knowledge. You don't find women's numbers. You don't find no text messages. You ain't seeing this man. You're not hearing him talk to nobody at night in that bathroom. He say he in there watching movies. See, you can watch a movie without talking. You can play video poker without talking, and he in there smoking cigarettes. He just sitting in the bathroom, man, just having some time to himself, man. Got me a cigarette, watching these movies, playing me some video poker. She sleep. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. See, what you really need to figure out is why he's so happy when you go to sleep. You know, see, but if y'all was watching movies together and stuff like that, having a nice time, that man just go to sleep. But he wait till you go to sleep because he can get up and do what he want to do without nobody checking him. I think your question, sister, is do you check your man all the time? Are you always nagging him, worrying him about what he doing? Maybe that man know, look, when she go to sleep, then I can do what I want to do. And that's it. Because right now in this letter, I do not see one piece of evidence You're not questioning his loyalty to you. You're not questioning his infidelity. You have no evidence, nothing. I've told him that it bothers me, and he says it's because I got control issues and just want to control him. He know what he's talking about. I'm worried that he may be doing something he has no business doing. Keyword, I'm worried that he may be doing something he has no business doing. You ain't the man's mama, which is what you sound like in this. You know, you're going to mess around and just stay the fiance. That's what you finna do. You finna stay the fiance. No. That's what you finna. Let me just go and break this letter way down. You're going to mess around and just stay the fiance. I'm going to tell you right now, ain't nobody signing up for this. And those who have signed up for it have regretted it and gotten out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let the church say amen.
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 Amen again.
Amen again.
Amen.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.